Hey y'all, and welcome back to Uplift Fit Nutrition Radio. I'm your host, Lacey Dunn, future registered dietitian, here to spread the scientific knowledge in the world of fitness and nutrition. Today, we are going to talk all about fats and their metabolism, so get ready to learn and let's get started. So let's start off by describing dietary fat and its types and its roles. So fat is essential for hormone regulation as well as multiple mechanisms and certain tissues in our bodies. So dietary fat has 9 kilocalories per gram, 9 calories per gram. So it is essentially one of the most dense in energy of the macronutrients. But it is very important, plays a variety of roles in our bodies. So we need dietary fat in order to produce our hormones, in order to digest fat-soluble vitamins that play so many different roles in our bodies. I could not list all of them. It's important for body fat storage. It's important for membrane structure as well as cofactors for certain enzymes. It's essential for blood clot formation, ATP synthesis, signaling of certain molecules such as vitamin A and D. So those are hormone precursors. It is important for antioxidants and plays a lot of regulatory roles in eicosanoids and cholesterol synthesis. So there are many different roles of dietary fat. We need dietary fat, and there are certain types of fats that play different roles in our bodies. So even though you might hear that, you know, fat is fat, calories are calories, this is not true because there are different dietary fats that play different roles in our bodies and affect our health in different ways. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to dive into that, the different types of fats and my suggestions on what fats to focus on. So we have several types of fats. So we have saturated fats, polyunsaturated fats, monounsaturated fats, and trans fats. So the difference between saturated fats and unsaturated fats, in a nutshell, is that saturated fats are able to pack tightly together in our cells, and this is because they don't have double bonds. Unsaturated fats have those double bonds, and that allows them to pack less tightly. So, saturated fats are typically solid at room temperature, and they are seen in both plant and animal products. So a few examples of saturated fats include those animal foods, so your fatty beef, lamb, chicken with skin, and then your dairy products, your full-fat dairy products mostly includes whole milks, whole creams, butter, as well as cheese, and then ice cream. And then you also have, you know, baked goods, fried foods that have saturated fats. And then you have your plant sources, so you have coconut and palm nut oils as well as peanut oils that contain saturated fats. Then we have sources of unsaturated fats, but like I said, there are different types of unsaturated fats. So first, let's go into those polyunsaturated fats. And polyunsaturated fats have even more categories of fats and fatty acids. As polyunsaturated fats, we have essential fatty acids that are linoleic acid, which are omega-6s, and then we have alpha-linoleic acid, which are omega-3s, and both of these we need in our bodies in order to be our best and to grow, breathe, and thrive. You want a balance of alpha-linoleic and linoleic acid in your body. We don't want too much of omega-6. We don't want too much of omega-3 compared to omega-6. We want normally a 2-to-1 ratio. I always suggest just going for variety in your diet of these fatty acids. So different examples of where you can get these different types of fats. So we have our omega-6s, so our linoleic acid. This is found in a lot of plant oils such as safflower oil, sunflower oil, corn oil, peanut oil. It is seen in flaxseed, grapeseed oil, seeds such as pumpkin seeds, certain nuts such as cashews and almonds, borage oil, even evening primrose oil, CLA. So then we have our omega-3s, so our alpha-linoleic acid, linoleic acid. See, I get these, I tend to just roll them off my tongue too fast. So that is seen in a lot of cold water fish. So we have salmon, sardines, mackerel, herring. We also have flaxseed oil, hemp seeds, walnuts, almonds again, sesame seeds, Brazil nuts, avocados, and then certain dark green leafy vegetables as well. So both of these fats we want in our bodies. We want to eat a variety of sources, and these are essential in our bodies. So we cannot make these fatty acids in our bodies. So you can make certain fatty acids in your body, such as cholesterol. You make actually a majority of your cholesterol rather than using dietary sources. You cannot make essential fatty acids. You need them. You have to eat them. So these are super important to incorporate into your diet and have a variety. The other unsaturated fat are monounsaturated fats, and these are typically in plant-based liquid oils and includes olive oil, canola oil, peanut oil, safflower oil, as well as a variety of different nuts and seeds, peanuts, peanut butter, and avocados. So as you can see, there are a lot of types of fats that have more than one fatty acid in them and type of fat. And this is normal. This is in almost all of the fats have more than one fatty acid in them. So example, we have almonds that have omega-6 and omega-3. And then you also have things like coconut flour that have saturated fats, but they also have different types of fats as well. So you really have to look at the type of fat and not just categorize it into polyunsaturated, monounsaturated, saturated, because most fats have more than one type of fat. So let's next go into the different fats and their effects on health. So monounsaturated fats, which are typically seen a lot in the Mediterranean diet, have various effects on our health, and this has shown to decrease your levels of cardiovascular disease, lower your LDL levels, so those are your bad cholesterol levels, raise your HDL cholesterol levels, which are your good cholesterol levels. It has shown to have benefits for insulin sensitivity, blood sugar control, and it also has shown to have better effects when replaced over carbohydrates on body fat reduction and weight maintenance.
Okay, so let's talk about omega-3s and their health benefits. So omega-3s, ALA, have enormous benefits for being anti-inflammatory. So it is seen when eating fatty fish in fish oil that you can help to reduce inflammation, improve endothelial and function, normalize heart rate variability, and improve the risk of myocardial infarctions, as well as limit platelet aggression. You can also potentially reduce your symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis, as well as any cognitive decline. Now, the evidence is kind of mixed there, but there is evidence. Now, if we look at omega-6s, so LA, there is conflicting evidence on whether it is anti-inflammatory or inflammatory. And this is specifically because different fats have different fatty acids. So you can't just attribute one thing to one fat. So when looking at something such as, let's say, almonds and walnuts have been shown to be anti-inflammatory and have positive benefits on reducing your risk for cardiovascular disease. But if you look at some something like sunflower oil or any commercial omega-6 plant-based oil, those are have actually been shown to potentially increase your risk for cardiovascular disease. So it really depends, and I don't want to go out and say, you know, hey, this is anti-inflammatory, this is inflammatory. There's more evidence coming out, and then we will be able to make a decision. Now, key note, because I know a lot of people may take CLA. CLA has mixed evidence on whether it can help with weight loss, and specifically, there is research that shows impaired insulin sensitivity and insulin resistance when having CLA supplementation. So if you have CLA, I honestly think CLA is kind of like a waste of money. So focus on getting your omega-3s, your fish oils. Put your money that way because we know that fish oil has amazing benefits. And also, keynote, it has helped to increase strength. And I believe that has to do with reducing your inflammation and helping with recovery. Now, looking at saturated fats, we are told by the AHA as well as the dietary guidelines for Americans to consume at least 7% of our calories or less in saturated fats. And this is because it is known or shown to increase your risk for cardiovascular disease and increase your LDL, your bad cholesterol levels, with higher saturated fat intakes. Now, something I want to talk about is that it truly depends on the type of saturated fat and the rest of your diet. So when we are evaluating the impact of replacing saturated fats with carbohydrates on cardiovascular disease risk, saturated fats increase your LDL cholesterol but lower triglycerides, and then they raise your HDL, your good cholesterol, and apolipoprotein B is not changed. So the conclusion there is that carbohydrates increase your risk for cardiovascular disease greater than saturated fats.
I don't want to go too much into details, but I just want to say for overall, to come to conclusion on dietary fats and the best choices for your health, I want you to consume a variety of dietary fats. Make sure that you get those omega-3 fatty acids, you get some omega-6 fatty acids. You don't have too much or too little of each. Make sure that you try and limit your trans fats, of course. And then when looking at saturated fats, go for options that have lots of nutrients. So something like coconut oil over just butter would be a lot better for your saturated fats. So overall, big picture, think try and fill your diet with nutrients. Don't focus just on, hey, this has fat in it. Hey, this has carbs in it. What else does it have? Does it have vitamins and minerals? How is it going to impact how I feel? So that is my suggestion there. Now let's talk a little bit about fat digestion, because fat digestion is super important and we need fats to be able to digest in order for us to absorb all of our nutrients, absorb those fat-soluble vitamins to use for energy and cofactors in our bodies. The main digestion points of our fats are in the small intestine. So this is where 90% of lipid digestion occurs, and this is normally in the TAG form. So with digestion, we have to have pancreatic lipase as well as bile acids to be able to absorb those fats as well as those fat-soluble vitamins. So in our SI, we have lipid droplets that reach the duodenum, and this triggers CCK release from our enteroendocrine cells, which stimulates our gallbladder to contract and release bile into our small intestines to be able to emulsify the lipid droplets, to be able to pass them across those membranes and into our system to be able to utilize them. So, if we have an individual who does not have enough bile, who has gallbladder disease, then they are not able to emulsify those fats. They are not able to emulsify those fat-soluble vitamins, so they are not able to absorb the fat, which can it's steatorrhea, which is malabsorption of fat, as well as they lose those fat-soluble vitamins. They are unable to absorb them, use them, and then they have a variety of issues that occur because we need those fat-soluble vitamins for cofactors in the rest of our body and the rest of our metabolism. In addition to bile acid deficiency or a gallbladder disease, if you have pancreatic insufficiency or pancreatic disorders, as well as mucosal injury in your small intestine, then this can inhibit fat absorption and cause those malabsorption issues. Now, one thing I did not talk about earlier with fats are short-chain fatty acids, long-chain fatty acids, and medium-chain fatty acids. So short-chain fatty acids can be absorbed through the portal vein that go to the liver. Then we have long-chain fatty acids that need to have that triglyceride assembly and then need those bile acids to emulsify to be able to be taken in to our system. And then we have medium-chain triglycerides that don't need those bile acids to be able to be absorbed. So medium-chain triglycerides can be an efficient fuel source. They can be readily used for fuel. And this is fantastic for people who have pancreatic insufficiency disorders or gallbladder disease or mucosal injury. So medium-chain triglycerides are fantastic for people who have malabsorption issues, as well as anybody who needs a fast energy source. Those MCT oils are great and fantastic, and I know a lot of people who do keto use them. So MCTs, that's the hit on MCTs. And then short-chain fatty acids have great benefits as well because they are hydrolyzed, and then they can also be used by our gut to create butyric acid, as well as they are used by that good bacteria as fuel. So those help if you have any problems in your colon with your microbiome being off, you have bad intestinal bacteria. So short chain fatty acids are great as well. And that doesn't mean long chain fatty acids aren't great. It just means that long chain fatty acids are not best if you have those deficiency issues. When we have dietary fat, this fat can either go into storage or it can be used for fuel and oxidized. So this depends on what is going on in the cell at that time. So are you fed or are you fasted? Is insulin present? Is insulin low? So it also depends on the amount of glucagon. So there are a variety of enzymes and there are a variety of factors that have to be taken into account. I'm not going to go on to the details, but what essentially happens is if insulin is present, that means that you are going to store those fats into fat storage. If insulin is not present and there is high glucagon levels, then those fats are going to be oxidized for fuel. That is the simple answer. That does not mean that if you eat fats and you eat carbohydrates, you're automatically going to store your fats as fat. No, that's not how the body works. The body is a lot smarter than that. So there are a variety of systems that go on in your body. All cells have different fuel regulation. So one cell does not equal another cell. So all I want to say with your caloric intake and your dietary fats is that in regards to gaining weight with dietary fats, just eating dietary fat is not going to make you fat. Eating dietary fat over your caloric needs for the day will add excess calories in your body that can contribute to added body fat. If you liked this podcast, make sure you subscribe on iTunes, Uplift Fit Nutrition Radio. Thank you so much for listening. This was Lacey Dunn, Uplift Fit Nutrition Radio. We talked about dietary fats, and I hope you learned something. So if you liked this, make sure you comment, you email me, you let me know what you want to learn about so we can talk about it and you can hear it. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening, and I hope you have a great day or great night.